The Mysterious Affair at Stiles by Agatha Christie. This book is read by Penelope Della Porta. This recording of the full-length reading of The Mysterious Affair at Stiles was produced in 1996 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. I had had some nice reviews for The Mysterious Affair at Stiles, but the one which pleased me best appeared in the Pharmaceutical Journal. It praised this detective story for dealing with poisons in a knowledgeable way, and not with the nonsense about untraceable substances that so often happens. Miss Agatha Christie, they said, knows her job. The Mysterious Affair at Stiles had sold close on 2,000 copies, which was not bad at that time for a detective story by an unknown author. It had brought me in the meagre sum of £25, and this not for the royalties on the book, but from a half share of the serial rights, which had been sold, rather unexpectedly, to the Weekly Times for £50. But £25 as the total income from writing a book did not encourage me to feel that I was likely to earn much money in a literary career. Archie said, "If a book has been good enough to take, and the publisher has made some money by it, which I presume he has, he will want another. You ought to get a bit more every time." I listened to this and agreed.